Welcome to Know Your University, brought to you by UpGrad Study Abroad, your gateway to top-ranked universities in the US, UK, Germany, France, Ireland, Finland, Australia, Canada, and beyond, all made more accessible, affordable, and achievable. Through this series, we'll take you inside some of the world's leading campuses, from standout programs to career opportunities and everything in between. Let's dive in.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to this podcast by UpGrad Abroad. Today, we have with us Mr. Praneet Singh, who is the director at UpGrad Abroad, and he heads product and partnerships. So Praneet is here to discuss with us about a new university. So Praneet, tell us, which university are we discussing today?
Hi, Rakhi. It's a pleasure to be with you every time. We're talking about Clark University today. Clark is in Worcester. Worcester is about a 40-minute drive from Boston. Clark is a century-old school. We've been partners with Clark for over 3 years, and they've had some excellent master's degree courses and bachelor degree courses. One of the things I love about Clark and why we specifically picked them for this space is Clark is a living testament that there are certain schools that are built in a very tailored way. They fit you like a glove. So the typical audience in UpGrad, I mean, as I've seen in the last 4 years, is that they're about, majority of them are working professionals, have been here for, I mean, have been working for about 3 to sometimes even 17 years. And Clark was the first partner for our study abroad division, essentially because we felt that Clark gave students who were coming back to school after almost a decade or more equal opportunity to participate in the workforce, equal opportunity to participate in research, equal opportunity to participate in most university engagements, industrial immersions, and everything related to academia. So I think while we're moving into a system that some of the best schools in the US have suddenly started becoming restrictive to people who've got 10 plus years of experience and they kind of limit their portfolio for such learners. I think Clark kind of set that example that no, whether it's DS or PM or IT or CS or BA or whichever field of master's, it's worth the cause if you want to come back to school, and they will give you enough outcomes as they would for a fresh grad. And I think to keep that balance in a classroom where I've got someone who's freshly out of college, who's 22, and someone who's 38, who's possibly a leader of that field, but also someone who's switching their domain after 20 years of working somewhere, you know, in one domain. That balance in the classroom can only be kind of, it can only hit an equilibrium when the school is ready to kind of maintain an equitable state of opportunities for each learner. So that, I think, is their plus point, which is why Clark is super important to us.
Sure. Thank you for sharing that. And then you mentioned that we've had Clark for the last 3 years.
Yeah.
And of course, as a product manager, you've been instrumental in building a portfolio of over 80 plus universities in the US alone. So what would you say is that one thing, or maybe a couple of things, that really differentiates Clark from the others?
Well, one, of course, like I mentioned, their affinity to working professionals. I think the second thing that I love about Clark is that while they have a city-based campus, they run one of the best business schools in the United States. Their MBA is one of the top 75 Fortune MBAs, so very high on employability. I think the fact that against the likes of, that obvious reason why you should have a campus in Boston. I mean, unlike the popular opinion, they have a campus in Worcester, which is away from Boston, and yet maintain a consistency in the produce or the kind of graduates that come out of Clark every year and kind of lead the Boston firms.
Okay.
So I'm saying one of the best business schools, against the popular opinion of being in Boston, they're not in Boston, they're in Worcester.
Sure.
But yet have managed to meet eye to eye with Boston grads from MIT, Harvard, Northeastern, Boston University. So I think it's a legacy that is upheld, it's a legacy that they've only grown year on year.
Mm-hmm.
So much so that Clark almost leads most SPS schools, which are School of Professional Studies. There's one in Northwestern, there's one in Northeastern. Almost every school, including the UCs, have an SPS. Clark's SPS is one of the most renowned ones. I think the third one I'd like to mention is the dynamism of the school.
Okay.
In the last 12 months, Clark has come back with an excellent MS IT. They've recalibrated. They have an IT with the specialization in Gen AI. Nobody has that. Not many schools have that. Not many schools maneuvered that fast. I think so. That was one. They have an MSIT with a specialization in health tech. That is bioinformatics, health tech, almost any use of data or technology in healthcare. The third specialization they've built is product development. In all of these three, so product dev, they have kind of deployed some of the leading Boston companies to assist students in teaching the courses, in having them industrially immerse themselves. In Gen AI, they've used IBM's Watson as an integration to teach better. In their health tech track, they have some of the leading Boston hospitals to teach students what does it mean to have technology. In the healthcare track, they've engaged with multiple hospitals in Boston to kind of give you a hands-on view, like a real-time view of how technology can be infused in a healthcare facility. And, in a world of robotic surgeries and bioinformatics, where I'm trying to maybe do drug development, drug discovery, do diagnosis, do vaccine development, all through data, how is it that technology can make a larger difference?
Perfect.
So I'm saying, I'm just explaining one of the many courses that they run. But the fact that how can you pivot courses in like 6 months and turn the DNA around, fill them with internships with IBM and Seagate and some of the best companies in the US, that's Clark.
Sure.
So I think while sometimes we celebrate very well-staged, very well-ranked, very well-positioned, very well-visible schools, there are so many such schools in the US like Clark that are killing it with how fast they can move and match up to the speed of the world and look them eye to eye.
Perfect.
So it's about
perfect.
Three things I really love about Clark.
Sure, sure. And in your experience amongst UpGrad students, what would you say are some of the most sought after courses? I mean, you mentioned an MBA. So would you like to share anything about that?
Yeah. So with UpGrad, Clark has an MBA
where
you do 12
out
of the 42 credits that students normally do at Clark. You do the remainder of 30 on campus. We've got an MS Data Analytics. We've got an MS IT. We've got an MS Project Management. We've got an MS CS. On the bachelor's front, we've got BS in Biotechnology and BS in Cybersecurity. In all of them, students start online with UpGrad and then finally move to Clark.
Sure.
Their MBA with us has a 40% flat scholarship.
Wonderful.
Which typically means that, of course, you pay the prorated tuition.
Yeah.
But on top of that, you pay a 40% scholarship. So your typical $59,000 Clark MBA comes down to
$21,000.
Wow. It cannot get better than that, Jackie. And this is a top 75 MBA in the US on Fortune.
Mm-hmm.
On the converse, all these tech courses, DA, IT, PM, these are 17K after a 32% scholarship. 17K is possibly 14 lakh rupees. So I'm saying, imagine this is a top 132 school in the US, top 42 in best value within the US. And they're giving you a master's in 14 lakh rupees. That's
Wonderful.
wow.
Okay, I think it's incredible that Clark offers scholarships up to 40%. So that's a huge margin. And what would you say is the upgrade advantage?
One, of course, Rocky, is these scholarships. So a 59K degree comes down to 21. 34K degree comes down to 17. So, of course, you can very well know that the difference in MBA's stock is almost a 59, 60% discount when you compare, sorry, when you add the prorated tuition and the scholarship benefit. And it's about half the price for the day courses. But I think, oh, even more, Rocky, is the fact that UpGrad students finish some portion of their studies in India on online, I mean in India or Vietnam, whichever part of the world. But the fact that when they go there, they just study for 2 semesters and then immediately go into an internship. So the point being that I cover foundations in India, I cover the elementary subjects in India. I do some course, con sorry, some core concentrated coursework in the US, and then immediately go to the market and apply whatever I've learned. So I'm saying UpGrad students have that fine balance that I do theory half and half, and then when I'm in the US, I make the most out of the market, the infrastructure, the research, the some of the best Fortune 500 firms if I get a chance. And that's really a very pragmatic model of studying. And of course, you're studying on scholarship. And I think people like that have a lot of time left on their watch for research after classes, because typically a student's roadmap looks like you have to do 10 classes. For UpGrad students, you're doing 8 classes. And so 15 weeks is kind of freed up right there. 15 weeks is 4 months. You can shadow your faculty members and do research. You can shadow your the faculty member of the subject of your choice, and ask him or her that after you've done the research for them, write you an LOR, and then you find a job. So I'm saying, while all of that is happening, you also go to the job assistant cell and have them find you a CPT. So I'm saying, such students are not just more competitive, but also are the first ones to graduate. The UpGrad students are the first ones to graduate. And so they're typically the cohort graduates 15 weeks later. So I've got a lot of time to kind of eye the perfect job, but I'm not competing with anyone. That's the UpGrad advantage.
Okay. So, Praneet, my next question is Clark very selective when it comes to admissions, and who's an ideal candidate for Clark University?
Got it. So look, I'll answer it for both sets of students. One, of course, the UpGrad students, one who are regularly applying to Clark for the entire degree. So now look, for a school, Rocky, in the US, which is a top 100 or near top 100 school, we're talking of a 40% tuition discount, a 40% discount, or double one third of the coursework waived off. Of course, they're very selective. Of course, whether you directly go into them or through UpGrad, if the cost cut for the tuition is so substantive, they are very choosy. But I think one of the things about us is a Clark MBA, for example, needs 3 years of work experience and a GMAT score. It's waived off for us. Now comes the fact that how much merit do you need? So I think even for that, if you've got lower than first division, you still have the IMT certificate that UpGrad does to kind of improve your grades. But largely for MBA, they're seeking an engineering or a technical background. The quantitative aptitude needs to be high. And if you're not a BTEC grad or BEng grad, you could be a BBA, BCom grad, but you need an extensive amount of work experience at least 5 years. Now, typically, it's not required. By criteria, it's not required. But I think to keep up with the quality of the classroom, you come from a very high quantitative aptitude background, or you come from a very well-exposed business background. It has to be one of the two. So they are selective. I think one of the things that they're also selective for upgrad students is, sorry, I think the other entitlement that upgrad students at times are met with, is, am I chosen the right word? No. Dobara karo. And beyond this, I think all upgrad students,
yes,
by virtue of their undergrad degree, the IMD transcript, when they enter the classroom, they of course have an advanced standing.
Yes.
With top of this, Raki, I think what also works for upgrad students is they enter the classroom with an advanced standing.
Mm-hmm.
They typically are students who've done a large chunk of the graduate coursework already, like core courses. They often become a TA, GA, or an RA. In fact, I think 4 out of 5 upgrad students at Clark are teaching assistants.
Wonderful.
At a later stage after the semester 2, they also become an RA or a GA, which is a research assistant or a graduate assistant. Because they're subject to that high merit and high pressure, they're often the best picks,
mm-hmm,
or like the top picks for such roles. So I'm saying, while they are selective because they know that if they pick the right students, those students are going to be not just thought leaders on campus,
yes,
but leaders of the pack. Almost every upgrad student that's been to Clark in the last 2.5 years have all been TAs, have all been the first ones to get a job, have all been the smartest in the class. I think that should stay sometimes. The quality of the classroom should go as high as it possibly could, I think, for sure, the best interest of all students in the classroom. So, and I support the fact that sometimes when you're not empirically meeting the criteria, there's always a scope of submitting the right statement of purpose. You can explain why you can do very well in academics. It's just that while this step is necessary and riveting to kind of put yourself at a competitive edge, the upgrads, students have the second act on IMD.
Right.
So I'm saying while they're restrictive, they give you a lot of options to come back,
mm-hmm,
and tell us why you're still the best pick. So that, I think, is an indispensable part of a good school.
Great, great. So thank you, everybody, for joining us. I hope that it was an informative session. Thank you very much, Praneet. It was lovely having you. If you all have any further questions or want to know more about our programs, please reach out to us at upgradabroad.com.
That's a wrap on this episode of Know Your University. More campuses, more countries, more opportunities coming soon. Ready to study abroad? Don't wait. Visit upgrad.com and drop your details under study abroad or call 1-800-210-2030 today.